talking about some races you may not know much about next on Principles and Policies. Welcome to today's edition of Principles and Policies. I'm your host, Barry Sheets, the Executive Director of the Institute for Principled Policy. And along with me today is our co-host, the Vice Chairman of the Institute, my fellow analyst and very good friend, Chuck Michaelis.
As always, glad to be with you and glad to be back on the radio, back in the studio, making some radio magic.
Well, I'm not so sure it's magic, but there's something mysterious all about, that's for sure.
Yes, like how we continue to stay on the air and they don't throw us off.
We actually try to speak truth, but speak it in love. But what we're speaking about today, Chuck, are some races that folks in our listening audience should be heavily interested in. Let's put it that way. But possibly very many of them don't even know are on the ballot until they get to the ballot box the day of the election and say, oh, are we voting for that office too? The offices that I'm talking about, ladies and gentlemen, are the members of the State Board of Education. Yes, that's right. Ohio has a Board of Education. And if you're old enough, I think we all remember what the Board of Education was back when we were in school, right, Chuck?
I became intimately familiar with that device.
I figured you might have, but long gone are the days when the principal or the teacher would use the Board of Education to make sure you learn the lesson. But now we have this Ohio State Board of Education, which is a board of individuals throughout the state. And what we have in Ohio is a little unique, Chuck. We have a hybrid board. We have part elected members and part appointed members. And we have that because back in the late 80s, early 90s, former Governor George Voinovich wanted to control the State Board of Education. He thought it should be a Secretary of Education for Ohio, should be a cabinet position appointed by the governor, not appointed by the State Board of Education. So because he couldn't run headlong at eliminating the board, he decided to try to do it another way by making it an all-appointed board. Therefore, he would control the appointments of the people who got on the board and thus, therefore, control who got to be the State Superintendent of Education. Well, it didn't quite work out the way he planned it because he was met halfway, and what we have is what we call a hybrid board. There are 11 elected members and 8 appointed members for a total of 19. And every couple of years, some of those members are up for election. It's a 4-year term, this board, and it's split up because the way it works with 11 elected members, their districts are the size of 3 state senate districts, which means it's the size of 9 state House of Representatives districts. And if you don't think that's big, you should see some of the eastern Ohio seats. And we're going to be talking about one of those because Fairfield County and some of the surrounding counties are in that particular seat. It's a big one. It's District 9. We're going to talk about that in District 6 today. But the key thing we're going to be talking about, Chuck, is the reason why people should be paying attention, because they can get an opportunity to find out more about the State Board of Education, more about some particular candidates in the state board, a little bit about home education as well, because that's kind of part and parcel of what's going on with this, and have an opportunity to fellowship with other like-minded people this weekend. Because our friends up at the Ohioans for Educational Freedom organization, which, ladies and gentlemen, is a PAC for homeschoolers. It's a homeschool organization that's a PAC that is endorsing candidates for this State Board of Education race. And this Sunday, on the 16th of September, at 1:30 on Sunday, September the 16th, they're going to host a informational gathering at New Song Community Church, which is out on National Road, 13873 National Road Southwest, over in Etna Township, Ohio, outside of Pickerington. So you have an opportunity, if you are in one of the 2 state board districts that they're going to be having candidates there from, which are District 6 and District 9, you have an opportunity to meet with them and also meet with the director of Ohioans for Educational Freedom, Mark Stevenson, who, Chuck, for purposes of full disclosure, is a good friend of mine and Chuck's.
Yes. Is he on the board of the Institute for Principled Policy?
He is our crossover member, yes. There are a couple of us who are on the board of Ohioans for Educational Freedom, and since they are an affiliated organization, he is on our board as well.
Right. So this is a great opportunity, actually, to get out and find out what the candidates that are standing to basically help design the curriculum that your children will have to follow if they're in the public school system. It won't have as much effect on you if you homeschool, and yet the members of the state school board would also be involved if the state attempts to seize control and force through some legislation on homeschooling activities.
Absolutely.
And the fact is that I am a homeschooler. I now have my final child is a senior this year, and I know that we just started school today. And some people think that's late, but we, like most homeschoolers, never actually stop school. We use an opportunity to go here, there, or another place as a learning opportunity. And in fact, my daughter and I just got back from Los Angeles, where she learned some things about the business arts. She learned some things about astronomy because one part of our trip was going up to the Griffith Park Observatory in Los Angeles. She learned some things about geography. She learned some things about driving on Los Angeles freeways. So we, which is really interesting, something to learn and something to be avoided if you can do it, which you can't if you're out there. So don't worry about it. Just grin and bear it. But we take an opportunity to teach our kids no matter where we go. In fact, I had to teach at church on Sunday night. Not that I had to. I was asked to, so I did. And one of the things that came up was my daughter and my niece and I had an interesting discussion about a movie that was this restaurant that we were in. We were in Bubba Gump's, and we were discussing the movie Forrest Gump. And we had an educational opportunity with that. So when you become a homeschool parent, you look for educational opportunities when you can get them. And this is one of those things that just absolutely infuriates many, many, not all, but many, many public school teachers who think that they are the only people who could possibly teach your child and want complete control turned over to the state for what your child should be learning, how they should be learning it, and who should be doing the teaching. And so it behooves you to find out who is running for state school board and what their opinion is of things like homeschooling and like in school choice and academic freedom and those kinds of things. And you might be surprised at what some of the people who run for school board actually think about those things.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be very important for folks. And again, if you're listening, it's going to be for two districts. District 6, which is basically the northeastern part of Franklin County, and all of Delaware and Knox counties are in District 6. So like I said, these state board districts are pretty big. But District 9 is the bigger one, and that's what concerns most of our folks in our listening audience, because it contains pretty much the rest of southeastern Franklin County, parts of Pickaway, Athens, and Holmes counties, and all of Coshocton, Fairfield, Guernsey, Hocking, Licking, Morgan, Muskingum, Perry, yes, and I'm finally finished, Tuscarawas counties.
Wow.
So that's one, that is one state school board district, ladies and gentlemen. And the candidates who are running, who have been endorsed by the Ohioans for Educational Freedom PAC, are going to be in attendance sharing with the folks what their views are on public education, on charter schools, on private schooling, and yes, on homeschooling. And so it's an interesting time to maybe take your family out to this event to learn about a seat that most people don't know much about, but actually are making a very large number of decisions, including how our children learn, what they're going to be taught, and making weighting decisions on whether or not teachers should stay in the classroom if they've had some kind of an incident, by whether or not they keep their license. This board has a lot of responsibility, and it is the vast majority of those members are elected by we the people. And so we should really get to know them as well as we ask people to know about their congresspeople or about their state representatives, Chuck. They really ought to know a little bit more about their candidates for the State Board of Education.
Well, they ought to know about every office. The problem is that some of these offices garner so little attention, especially during the presidential year, that very often some very bad candidates sneak in. And the same thing happens with judgeships.
So that's true.
If you want to know who you should vote for, really, this is a really important kind of thing to do. And I'm really glad that Mark Stevenson's doing these kinds of things, getting people to come out and meet and greet the people that they are endorsing for these offices. And it's important that we attempt to get groups like Ohioans for Educational Freedom to the forefront so they can do more of this kind of thing. And in order to do that, we need you to come and show up and ask questions at this meeting.
Yeah, and again, Chuck, for our listeners, It's this Sunday, September the 16th. Starts at 1:30 in the afternoon, so that means, yes, you can go to church in the morning, and then you can come out here in the afternoon. It's at New Song Community Church, which is at 13873 National Road, Southwest, in Aetna. And that is in Licking County. And so folks will be able to go over there and to hear Mark Stevenson and Ohioans for Educational Freedom and what they're all about, and listen to these two endorsed candidates of theirs in District 6 and District 9, and find out why it's important to get involved in this particular election at this level. Instead of walking into the voting booth and saying, State Board of Education, I didn't know we had one of those, or I have no idea who either one of these people are, so I'm not voting for either one of them. And honestly, these are nonpartisan races, ladies and gentlemen, so you won't find an R or a D or a party affiliation after either any of the people who are on the ballot's names. But that means it's that much more important for you to find out where the candidates stand on these issues. And Ohioans for Educational Freedom surveys the candidates, and then they make their endorsement decisions based upon how those candidates respond to their questionnaire. Many other groups do, and so it's a good process. If you want to learn more about it, you can go to the Ohioans for Educational Freedom's website at ohioansforfreedom.com. ohioansforfreedom.com. And they've got quite a bit of information there. It's very homeschooling centric because Mark, the director, is a homeschooling dad, as are Chuck and I. And you can find out a lot more about why Ohioans for Educational Freedom is around, what you can do to find out more about the current State Board of Education and the candidates running. And you can find out how you can make a difference, not only for your own children, but for the children of Ohio.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute, Barry. You know, so many families have now abandoned their responsibility to properly educate their children. And I'm not being critical because so many of them are so busy attempting to make a living and pay their taxes. And especially their property taxes. I know here in Westerville, we have a terrible problem with property taxes. And the fact is that a lot of people worked very hard to get an issue on the ballot here to rescind the recent tax increase that was sent off, basically got hauled before the Franklin County Board of Elections and was then more by crook than hook thrown off the ballot, and it's now before the Ohio Supreme Court. But the reason that so many people are so involved in this is the fact that they have lost sight of the fact that it is their responsibility to educate their children and to pass along their values and their hopes and dreams and their ideologies onto their kids. And what's happening is people are finding their children being ideologically stolen from them by the school system, and they don't know what to do about it. Well, I think you and I know what to do about it, and we would advise you to do. But another way of having this change is to get people on the state school board who understand the idea that local control is the only way really to run any kind of a school system. If you've got a place that's majority, let's just pick an ideology in Granville, that may be a very liberal place. Well, if the public schools want to run a liberal public education program, they should be allowed to do that. And actually, Granville is a very liberal school system. But here in Westerville, I'm having ideologies shoved down my kids' throats before I withdrew them from the school district that do not match the community. And the reason that can happen is because it's basically been forced on the school system in many cases by the state mandates. And many of those state mandates come from the state school board. If you want that kind of thing to stop, then you've got to get people on the state school board that are for the freedom for local school districts to control their own curriculum. And that's one of the problems we have here, Barry, and that's why we're kind of encouraging this, I think.
Yeah, exactly. But okay, that's the reason why we want people to go to the ballot with an educated vote. You have these opportunities to learn more about a race that is very important. Everybody focuses on the presidential election this time of the year, but a lot of the decisions that get made for our kids and for our families affect our future are being made at these other levels, including the State Board of Education, and so we need to be involved here.
And the best way to get involved is to come to a meeting and meet and greet the candidates. And of course, with that, as always, we are out of time. Give the information for that one more time, and then we'll sign off.
Absolutely. So, again, you can go to ohioansforfreedom.com if you want to learn more. And if you want to come out, it's this Sunday, September the 16th, 1:30 p.m., New Song Community Church, 13873 National Road Southwest in Etna in Licking County.
Join us again tomorrow for another Principles and Policies.